Supervision and monitoring are tools adopted by the Ghana Education Service to ensure that teachers, as well as pupils and students, comply with laid-down procedures for teaching and learning. Rebecca Epe caught up with some officials of the whole education directorate during one of such monitoring visits and gathers that besides monitoring and supervision, some of the schools cited in deprived areas such as Aklama Kweto MA Primary School in Ho in the Volta region have extra needs.
We normally go around the schools to see what actually is happening on the ground.
When you say what is happening on the ground, what do you mean?
Whether the teachers resume or have reported, we see to it that they actually prepare their lesson notes, get ready for teaching learning activities in the school. And then the challenges they are facing in the schools.
Mr. Tikudo, may I ask if it's something that you do all the time, or there's a particular scenario for the Aklamakpetoy MA Primary School where you are currently located?
Aklamakpetoy, as we are all aware, is one of the remote schools in the whole municipality. And they are actually lacking so many things, like the sanitizer is also one of them. The classroom blocks are not up to the standard. Staffing is also a problem. According to the headmaster, they are even understaffed. They still need some teachers for the DSS. They didn't have adequate teaching learning materials as well.
TLMs is also a problem. Now, you are from the directorate, Mr. Tikudu. If you said they do not have teaching and learning materials, is that not the responsibility of your department? Not directly, but I mean from the municipal office.
Yeah.
Why do they not have teaching and learning materials?
In fact, I am here with one of the senior officers. I am only the municipal sped coordinator.
PNK Agbajete, head of Supervision in the municipality.
What I'm picking from the ground where you are at the Aklamakpetoy MA Basic School is that there are no teaching and learning materials. Of course, the school is already in a remote area. What are you doing about this particular situation, Mr. Agbajete?
We are making arrangements for them to liaise with their sister schools to collect some of these teaching learning materials, especially textbooks. You know, the GSS is a newly established one up to GSS 2. So we learned from the head that he has already started with one of the schools in town, that is Nive, to borrow some textbooks to be used in teaching the GSS. It's a deprived area, and it is not connected to the national grid, that is electricity, for them to maybe use laptop. They are in need of a solar laptop, and you know, the capitation grant is one of the areas where we can use money to buy these TLMs, and they have not accessed capitation grants since last year.